This is Todd Wright, and for you fantasy football players, kind of amazing, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast has reached season 9, just like The Love Boat and Seinfeld. We are in rarefied air. I have you to thank. Thank you very much for listening to 1 minute of one podcast over the last 8 seasons leading up to this, or all of them, and anywhere in between. Thank you so much. I never thought we would get this far, much like I never thought I'd be coming up on my 10th year hosting my own golf tour in the greater Tampa Bay area. I'm about to start season 9 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Quick word about our presenting sponsor, Hooters, specifically Original Hooters at originalhooters.com, the Tampa Bay-based restaurants. There are 11 of them currently in the greater Tampa Bay area. And as part of a greater deal with our provider, joebucksfan.com, this podcast continues, and it continues free. You know, a big thing with me is that fantasy football content, I want to be free to you. It seems like every year there's more paywalls or charges for you to get fantasy football content. I don't want people to pay to listen to my fantasy podcast. So Hooters pays me, and you get the Fantasy Football Podcast for free. So thanks to Hooters. You will hear about them on every one of these podcasts, either me talking about them or a pre-recorded spot at the top of the podcast. 11 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. I was just at the Johns Pass location in, is that technically Madeira Beach or Treasure Island? Is it technically Madeira Beach because it's on the north side of the bridge? It doesn't matter. You know where I'm talking about. Tony Metzler is a longtime friend and supporter of mine. He is the store manager at the Johns Pass location that I just visited that has the, quote, world's largest chicken wing hanging outside the entrance. I took a picture with it. It's on my social media at ToddWright2121 on Instagram, or my Facebook page, of course, is simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. That's just one of the 11 locations for Hooters in the greater Tampa Bay area. For information on each location, go to originalhooters.com. I'd also like to thank Brandon Legal Group for their continued support of my podcast, Pin Chasers, 4 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area now, since they've added the Brandon location, for their continued support of my podcast. They are big football fans, and also they've got my back. They help me out. They support what I do, podcasts, golf tournaments, etc. Email is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. The last couple years, I have done 51% or more of the podcasts for fantasy before the first regular season game. The reason I do that is because I firmly believe that fantasy football is about the draft process. You can't just draft, set it, and forget it. But if you don't draft well, there's probably no turning back. It's like a golf tournament. You can't win it on Thursday, but you can lose it on Thursday. You don't win your league on your draft night, but you can lose it. At some point here in the very near future, I'm going to pull out the draft board from the Foundation League last year, my draft, and why I stare at the Jimmy McGinty Trophy as I do these podcasts this season in my home. It's right next to my University of Miami Hurricane replica national title ring from my freshman year in Coral Gables and my autographed Miami Mini helmet from the great Russell Maryland. All I want to do in this podcast is say hello. So hello, hello again to you Cars fans. And talk about what I plan to do in many of the podcasts leading up to the draft. There will be a common theme of kind of this or that, where I take two players who, based on data and research that I attribute, that is also free to me, so it's free to you, and talk about this or that, one or the other, because the draft is about decisions. We've all been there. When you're on the clock, and it's usually down to, well, do I do this or do I do this? Do I take wide receiver here? Do I take running back? Do I take this guy or do I take this guy? Do I take this guy now or do I wait because he's going to be there and hope that he's there later? So it's kind of going to be a this or that. That way we focus on some specific things rather than being, I don't want to say all over the place because I know you guys can follow along, but I'm going to try to keep these shorter because I respect your time. I used to say on the air all the time, thank you for your ears. We're all busy. And the more, damn it, the older I get, the more I realize everybody's got shit going on. Most of it, you never talk to most people about. So this is meant to be fun. I'd like to help you do well in your league. If I have helped you win a championship in recent years, I'd love to know it. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com, Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. A gentleman who catered a couple of fantasy football draft events in recent years, affiliated with the podcast, when he was the store manager of a fast casual restaurant chain, told me, he thanked me and said, from, you know, listening to me, it helped him. And granted, he played fantasy before, won a couple of leagues last year. I congratulated him. I'm happy for him. I often say, I'm here to offer a second opinion. That's all. Maybe it's a third opinion, but the point is you make the call. I'm flattered that you tune in and you listen, and maybe at some point I say something that makes you think harder about what you're doing with fantasy. All right, so let me jump in before this rambles on too far for the first episode. FantasyFootballCalculator.com will be referenced a lot in this podcast leading up to our fantasy drafts. FantasyFootballCalculator.com offers some free data that I will use for my drafts and for this podcast, because they collect mock draft data. It is timely. It is relevant. It is from all over the place with people contributing. And I think it represents a good cross-section of what's going on. So, in reverse order, I'm going to quote their top 50 players. based on updated mock draft data. And I do it for non-PPR. I won't get into that today. Why I play only non-PPR. But that's what I'm going to quote. More and more, it's not becoming that far off from the hedge, half-point PPR or full-point PPR. There still are some differences, but more and more, a lot of similarities in terms of the players. Ready? 50, Nick Chubb. Whoa, I know. We come right out of the gate with a question. The question is, are you willing to make the investment in Nick Chubb coming off that injury last year? Perhaps no player has worked harder in the offseason, especially in the weight room, than Nick Chubb. I'm sure some can make an argument for someone, but Chubb is in the argument. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? I've also read via Matthew Berry's Fantasy Life how muddled the Browns' backfield is as we speak, but there Chubb comes up, and we're spending an entire minute on him at number 50 as I do the first podcast of Season 9 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. He is player number 50 based on mock drafts. 49 is Dak. I could do hours on this. And not from a fantasy standpoint, from a Cowboy standpoint. And it's not good. 48 is Najee. Yeah, we could do plenty there. I met a Steelers fan a couple of weeks ago. Female Steelers fan. It's fun to talk to her about what's going on with the Steelers. I'm the one saying things might work out. Not her. 47 is Sam Laporta. 46, George Pickens, speaking of Steelers. 45, Zay Flowers. 44, James Conner. Touchdown machine when healthy the last couple of years. 43, Aaron Jones. Minnesota Vikings with quarterback questions. 42, Joe Burrow, who in a recent photo when arriving at camp in a buzz cut and with very bleach blonde hair looked like Cody Rhodes' doppelganger. 41, Stephon Diggs, now with Houston. Buffalo paying all the dead money on that deal to get him out of Buffalo. 40 is Travis Kelce. There's your top tight end. So two tight ends in the top 50, non-PPR. 39, Davante Adams. As of this broadcast, a member of the Las Vegas Raiders. 38, Devontae Smith. Slot receivers in Kellen Moore's offenses tend to do well. 37, Joe Mixon, now in Houston. We're getting a number of players here that change teams. That's kind of different for fantasy football draft preview. 36, Kenneth Walker III, Seattle. 35, there's a rook. I don't know if we'll have a rook higher. Marvin, I guess we will. We'll see. Marvin Harrison Jr., Arizona, 35. Chris Olave, 34. James Cook, Buffalo, 33. CJ Stroud, 32. DK Metcalf, 31. 30th player off the board based on current fantasy football calculator mock draft data, Lamar Jackson. 29, Amari Cooper. 28, Jalen Waddle. Of all the receivers that have gotten paid as of DJ Moore getting paid the other day, the Waddle deal is the one I question. Rashad White, 27. I know a lot of Buccaneer fans listen to this podcast because we are distributed via joebucksfan.com. Rashad White at 27 is telling, especially considering the Bucs' rushing attack was dead last in the NFL last year. 26, Devon Achane. Are we finally saying it right? 25, Mike Evans. So there's another Buccaneer. 24, Patrick Mahomes. Not the top quarterback. 23, Cooper Kupp. 22, Nico Collins. 21, Brandon Ayuk. 20, Drake London. 19, Isaiah Pacheco. 18, Travis Etienne. Very good first half of the season, much like everyone on the Jaguars. Not good second half of the season last year. Number one quarterback, Jalen Hurts, 17. Josh Jacobs, 16, now a Green Bay Packer. 15, Derrick Henry. We could do a whole podcast on this. We'll talk about this more in various podcasts. So based on the current data, Derrick Henry is not being drafted in the first round of fantasy drafts. First time in almost forever since he established himself as King Henry to us fantasy fans. Puka Nacua, 14. Garrett Wilson, 13. We'll get into that. 12. Kyron Williams, Rams. 11, A.J. Brown. 10, Jahmyr Gibbs. 9, Justin Jefferson. I repeat, 9, Justin Jefferson. The overall number one in roughly 50% of people's minds last year at this time was Justin Jefferson. Now at the back end of round one, even with a new contract, same coach, no serious injury concerns, Kirk Cousins gone, Sam Darnold in, J.J. McCarthy, the number two. Amon-Ra, 8. Saquon Barkley, highest ranked player who changed teams. Barkley at 7. With the Eagles. Jonathan Taylor, 6 from the Colts. Jamar Chase, 5. Bijan Robinson up to 4. For those of you like me that took the plunge and used a high draft pick last year on Bijan Robinson and were so frustrated because he didn't get the attention that we thought he would. And then we had the game in Tampa Bay where the Falcons were eventually fine because Robinson was sick and Arthur Smith never bothered to tell anybody. Arthur Smith is gone. He's the OC in Pittsburgh. Bijan Robinson's stock goes up because Arthur Smith was fired. But is it justified? Is it an automatic that Robinson is everything we thought and more in year two because Arthur Smith no longer has access to the Falcon facility? Breece Hall, 3. Tyreek Hill, 2. Number one was my number one overall pick last year in my foundation draft, the number one pick that everyone in the league could have had. They could have chose that position to choose this player. They did not. I took the number one pick by default. I chose McCaffrey, much to the surprise of many in my leagues, and it couldn't have worked out better for me, and I won my league. So there's the top 50, according to fantasyfootballcalculator.com, and over 400 fantasy football mock drafts between July 29th and July 31st. We will play some this or that in our next episode. I'm going to try to get you an episode daily. It will depend on some factors. I'll own it if you don't get a new episode every day, but some is simply distribution, my partners being too busy to post. Some days there may be two. Some days there may be none. Most days there will be one. And some days... they will be recorded. I don't know, 24, 48, 72 hours or so in advance. So if there's a major injury by the time you hear a podcast, you say, well, Todd, that's not updated information. Just understand, I'm not talking to you live. I'm talking to you on a recording, and some things happen. Anytime you have a question about anything fantasy related, just email me, write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. That was our season 9 season debut. Look forward to talking to you for 54 more episodes minimum this year.